Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 11th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Spontaneous myocardial infarction after left main revascularization. The EXCEL trial. From the E10. CEL trial. This study established a systematic adjudication of spontaneous myocardial infarctions following left main coronary artery revascularization. It directly compared myocardial infarction events between patients receiving percutaneous coronary intervention and those undergoing coronary artery bypass graft surgery for left main coronary artery disease. The research determined the relative rates, etiology, and long-term prognostic implications of these spontaneous myocardial infarctions. This work provided definitive data on a critical adverse event after revascularization procedures. Article number 2. Computed tomography-guided versus conventional catheter ablation for ventricular tachycardia, the In-Your-Heart trial. The In-Your-Heart trial systematically compared computed tomography-guided ventricular tachycardia ablation with conventional ablation. This multicenter randomized controlled study involved 113 patients with prior myocardial infarction and clinically significant ventricular tachycardia. The trial established a direct comparison of the therapeutic effectiveness and safety profiles of these two ablation techniques. It provided foundational data for refining ablation strategies for complex ventricular tachycardia, especially in high-risk post-myocardial infarction patients. Article number 3. Quadruple versus triple therapy for resistant hypertension, the QUADRO trial. The QUADRO trial investigated the effectiveness of a quadruple single-pill combination versus triple antihypertensive therapy for resistant hypertension. This multicenter, Phase 3, randomized controlled study systematically compared blood pressure reduction outcomes between these two therapeutic approaches. The trial established the comparative efficacy of adding a fourth antihypertensive agent to triple therapy for patients with uncontrolled blood pressure. This provides crucial evidence for guiding treatment decisions in individuals with resistant hypertension to reduce cardiovascular morbidity and mortality. Article number 4. Macrophage-specific circular RNA search IPK2, inflammation, and fibrosis after myocardial infarction. This study identified circular RNA search 1, PK2, as significantly upregulated in inflammatory cardiac macrophages after myocardial infarction. Researchers found that its expression directly correlated with post-myocardial infarction inflammation dynamics. The data demonstrated that CIRC-H1, PK2 functions as a key molecular switch for macrophage polarization. These findings reveal a novel mechanism linking specific RNA regulation to cardiac remodeling, inflammation, and fibrosis following myocardial infarction. Article number 5. Wine consumption, Mediterranean diet, and cardiovascular risk in two Spanish cohorts. This study rigorously assessed the association between Mediterranean diet adherence, with or without wine consumption, and major cardiovascular disease or all-cause mortality. The research utilized data from the PRED-IMED trial, encompassing 7,447 high-risk participants. Adherence to the Mediterranean diet was quantified using a validated questionnaire, including a specific measure for wine consumption up to 7 glasses per week. This provides crucial evidence to clarify the independent and combined effects of wine within the Mediterranean diet on cardiovascular outcomes and overall survival. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.